Continuing with Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account. After finishing in number two, I visited number three and number four crematoriums. In number three, besides the Greek and Polish members who made up the majority of the commando, I noticed that there were already about 100 Hungarian deportees. In number four, the commando consisted largely of Poles and Frenchmen. In all these death factories, work was in full swing. From the Jewish unloading platform, which was divided into four large finger-like projections similar to the delta of some flooded river, the victims spilled to their death with maniacal fury. Horrified, I noted with what order and robot-like precision the murders were perpetuated, as if these factories were here for all eternity. If by chance I ever got out of this place alive, I thought, and have a chance to relate all I've seen and lived through, who will believe me? Words, descriptions, are quite incapable of furnishing anyone with an accurate picture of what goes on here. So my efforts to photograph in my mind all I see and engrave it in my memory are, after all, completely useless. With this discouraging thought running through my mind, I completed my first day's tour of the four crematoriums.